Perhaps as soon as October, Americans will be able to test to see if they are HIV positive from the comfort of their own homes. That's thanks to an over-the-counter test that's been approved by the FDA now. It's known as Oraquick. It uses a mouth swab to detect antibodies in saliva, and you could get a result in less than 40 minutes. Joining us now, Dr. Kenneth Mayer, Medical Research Director at Fenway Health in Boston and a professor at Harvard Medical School. Doctor, how accurate is this test?
Celeste, it's quite a good test. It's in the high 90s in terms of the sensitivity and specificity.
And it addresses, I assume, the reluctance that many people have to go elsewhere to get tested for HIV.
Exactly. It's not a panacea, but it may remove barriers for some people. There are about 200,000 Americans who are HIV infected and don't know it, and there are 50,000 Americans, unfortunately, who are getting infected every year.
But those people, you just said 200,000 Americans who are infected and don't know it, are they likely to take this test? In other words, would they suspect they may have it and they just haven't been tested?
We hope that some people will. That remains to be seen. So the first thing is to have the technology and have it vetted and to be approved. So we're at that stage now. Now the next stage we'll see, does this increase the uptake in testing and getting people tested and linked to care?
And that's the real problem there. What you've just said is getting them linked to care, because once they find out that they're HIV positive, we don't know if they'll actually go to see a doctor.
We know that some people find out they're infected and don't link to care, and that's another challenge for public health. But this gives us another tool to be able to use to get people tested, which is the first step to getting into care.
So on the whole, positive development, right, Doctor?
Definitely. It's one more positive step.
Dr. Kenneth Mayer, Medical Research Director at Fenway Health in Boston and Professor at Harvard Medical School, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Take care.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.